Well, tonight we come to verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Dear brethren, the Lord has set before us the way in which a man is to be cleansed. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. As we shall see tonight, this is a particular word to young people, but it's a word for all of us. We're to take heed to the word of the Lord. Now many look to other books and to other things. Young people are to turn to the word of God. Well, tonight we come to the second part of this psalm, the part entitled Beth. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. This simple instruction. And as we consider these words tonight, it is our prayer that many young people in this nation would take heed of such an exhortation as we have before us. Well, two things tonight. First of all, a young man and sin. And then secondly, a young man and the Bible. A young man and sin, and a young man and the Bible. The first half of the verse, we'll consider a young man and sin, particularly considering the pollution of sin, that which needs cleansing. But then secondly, as we come to the second half of the text, a young man and the Bible. Well, let's consider first of all then a young man and sin. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Here David, he particularly considers a young man. He's thinking of the younger generation. Now we read in Psalm 127 in the third verse, though children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Children are God's gifts, as Jacob made plain to Esau. As Esau looked at the children, Jacob responded, these are which the Lord hath graciously given. Children are God's gifts. And it's lovely to hold a little one in the arms. They look so sweet. Their eyes twinkle. Their fingers move with such grace and softness. In time they smile and cause many to say, how cute. However, they are not perfect. There is original sin. What is original sin? Those of you who are younger, it's good to consider these titles. They're important things. But those of us who are older, how do we explain original sin? Well, it is the sin conveyed to us by our parents from Adam. The sin conveyed to us by our parents from Adam. And so we read in Psalm 51 verse 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And as we think of those words, and as I contemplate those words there, I know I have never been perfect. There is original sin. Dear brethren, one day we are looking forward to perfection. What perfection we will know in our souls when we leave this world and we enter glory. The just made perfect, as we see in Hebrews. What perfection. We will think of Christ with such clarity. We will think of Christ in such perfection. Our thoughts of him will be perfect. And all our thoughts in heaven, how perfect they will be. And then on the great day, oh, what amazing bodies we will have. And we will enjoy perfection in the eternal state for all eternity. We're looking forward to perfection. And it's going to be something new for us. Because none of us have been perfect. There is original sin. Well, we think of original sin. Behold, I am shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Original sin. And then in time comes actual sin. Original sin first, as we see in Psalm 51 verse 5. No one's born perfect. There was only one who was born perfect. There was the holiness of life in him. And that was the Lord. But all else, all descending from Adam by ordinary generation, are born sinners. Only Christ was born perfect. Original sin comes first. And then in time, and the Lord knows the time, there is actual sin. And young people need to be cleansed. For we read here, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? There is the pollution of sin. Then Ezekiel 16 verse 6, considering the people there, but then it's a type of all by nature. We read these words, and when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. There the Lord, he sees them polluted in their own blood. William Greenhill, the Puritan, writes, blood doth in scripture set out the corrupt nature of man. And we see it plainly in Ezekiel. And sorely polluted in thine own blood. And what did the apostle write in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 50? Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit corruption. You see there the link? Blood, it speaks of the corrupt nature in many places. There is the pollution of original sin. Original sin comes first, and then in time, actual sin. But there's still the pollution of original sin. And then comes the pollution of actual sin. One is found breaking God's law. One is found sinning against God. All people sin. And we who are a little older, I'm in middle age. My son asked me, was I old or was I young today? Well, I'm middle-aged. But the older we get, the more we realise the sinfulness of our nature. And you young people, the older you get, the more you will realise the sinfulness of your nature. Here's a word then. Yes, we can consider the old, but also the young. For old people sin, and also young people sin. Well, we're particularly thinking tonight of a young man. How many take God's name in vain? And have you noticed over the years, the age seems to get lower. When I was young, it was more those who were older used to take God's name in vain. But now the age seems to get lower and lower. And little children, they've learned it from their parents. And they found taking God's name in vain. Such disrespect to those who are older. I remember hearing a sermon many years ago in North Wales concerning Elijah, and he'd gone bald. And the children said, go up, thou bald head. And they showed great disrespect to Elisha. There. But all what we see today, some 20 years later, some young people, some children show such disrespect to older people. There's a need of cleansing. How many young people are committing and engaging in sexual sins? More and more are having sex before marriage. Many are caught up in shoplifting. Some bully children in the school playground. And on we could go. Think of the pollution of sin which affects so many young people. Yes, we know our own hearts, those of us who are older. But just view it today in this nation. We who are older, we can look back and we can consider the things we did when we were young. The things that were wrong. And often we're found saying with David in Psalm 25 verse 7, remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. Remember not. And we can all look back. And we can all say that prayer. Remember not the sins of my youth, where I missed the mark. Nor my transgressions, where I went over the boundary. Are we not thankful that God is a God of mercy, and there is forgiveness? Yesterday I just paused and considered how amazing it is that I am forgiven because of Jesus. Just look back. How many sins we have done. How amazing that we are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. In the early hours of Tuesday morning, I woke up and I jolted. And I thought of the duration of hell and how many people are going there. And how thankful I am that I am not going there. Oh, what a Saviour who died for me, that the pollution of sin would be covered and I am going to heaven. We think here of a young man and his sin and the pollution that affects him, and we look back to our youth. Are we not thankful for Jesus who died to cover all our sins? So many, so great was the burden. No wonder he was in great agony. Just think of it. He was in great agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. There was that bruising attack of Satan, but also he's beginning now to so feel the wrath of God. Yes, he had known it in his life up till then, but now in the Garden of Gethsemane, he so felt it. And he felt the burden of the sins of his people, and not just a few. Just think of my sins, and your sins, and then the sins of all the elect. No wonder Christ was in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. What a Saviour who went that way, who died, that the pollution might be covered. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He needs cleansing, because there's the pollution of sin. As we think of a young man, there's a lot of guidance to be found in the book of Proverbs. For example, in Proverbs 1 and verse 8, we read these words, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Hear, do not forsake, there's instruction. And then we come to verse 10, these familiar words, "My son, if sin is enticed thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk now not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path." Many will seek to entice other young people. Come with us. And many will yield. What a generation it is. Oh, that God would save many. You who are young people here tonight, well, let's say those of you who are below 20, walk carefully through this world. And all of us, let's be careful. Be on your guard. There's many to tempt. And there's temptation not only without, but there's temptation within. How strong sin can be. You know, the Puritans used to wrestle at times when they found themselves in temptation. Was it the devil? Or was it their own heart? Because they knew the strength of sin. And it's hard to know at times, isn't it? Is it the devil? We know he comes. Or is it our own hearts? Because sin is still a powerful thing. Oh, we're to be so careful. Be on your guard, young people here. Be on your guard, those of us who are leaving youth behind. Let's be on our guard, and those of you who are a little older, be on your guard as well. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? There's the question. Oh, that many young people would ask the question today. Well, let's consider secondly now, a young man and the Bible. A young man in pollution or sin, and now secondly, a young man and the Bible. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And here before us we have the remedy. If a young man or a young lady gets themselves all covered in mud, there's something that can be done. Now on Saturday I was at a particular house, and there was a little park for the children. And it was set in this area there where there was much mud. And one of my sons, before I could catch him, got up onto the climbing frame and he jumped down into a pool of mud. And he was covered in mud. Well, something had to be done. He had to go and clean himself. Well, we thought of the pollution of sin tonight. Something must be done. What do we read in verse 9? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Oh, that many more would have a Bible in this nation. Now we are thankful for the Bibles that have gone forth in recent weeks and months. But it's only a small proportion of those who are here in the UK who have a Bible. And let's make it our prayer tonight that thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not a million or so, more children in this country would have a Bible. That's how far things have got. Oh, we're thinking here of a young man in the Bible, for we read, by taking heed thereto according to thy word, oh, that many more would have a Bible. Only a small percent have Bibles, and an even smaller percent have the Bible read to them or read it for themselves. Oh, that many would look to the word and remember the Lord. You remember those words in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. In thy youth, you young ones here tonight, these are the best days for you to keep learning of the word of God. It gets harder. As we see in Ecclesiastes, it's not so easy to think when you get to your old age. The body may be weaker and it's hard to move. To concentrate. It's easier to concentrate when you're younger. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. It's the best time, as we see for the psalmist in Psalm 25. He had been trusting in the Lord from his youth. It's the best time for young people, boys and girls, to think of God the Creator. And that's why we deplore evolution being taught in our schools and in our country. Because they're trying to push out God. Yet God says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth through Solomon. Oh, that many would be blessed and brought to Jesus and find blessing in him in these days. Remember those words in Mark 10 verse 14? Lovely words, aren't they? But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for as such is the kingdom of God. And then verse 16, and he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. You young ones who profess faith here tonight, you've been blessed by Jesus. But our prayer is that many more, not just a few, but thousands, millions of young people in this world would yet be blessed by Jesus, that they would be brought to Jesus, particularly by the Holy Spirit and the Word, and that he would take hold of them and bless them. Oh, that many would be found in the arms of Jesus and blessed by him, that there would be many lambs, as we see in Isaiah 40 and verse 11. New young converts in the arms of Jesus. Now Jesus there in Mark chapter 10 made it plain that we should expect to see little converts. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And our Lord was considering there those who could be picked up would be found converted. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Dear brethren, the receiving of children in the hands of Jesus should be the great concern, or one of the great concerns, of the Church of Jesus Christ. And is it not our concern for many to be blessed by Jesus? Our great concern. There will be a cost. There will be a sacrifice. We expect that. But the church has a responsibility. The people of God have a responsibility in this country to reach children. For what do we read here? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The majority of children do not have godly parents. So the church must learn its responsibility and seek to again and again reach young people. Look at our nation. How many young men and young women need to hear of Jesus Christ? How many do not have godly parents? How many never hear of Jesus each and every day? We who love the Lord, we must pray hard for this. And the church as a whole in this country must again and again seek to reach young people and children in these days. Do not we find ourselves saying with the psalmist in Psalm 78 and verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. Verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. You see there, the people of God with this concern to make known to the generation the wonderful works that the Lord has done. Oh, that thousands more young people would hear of Calvary in this country. We are the Lord's people, raised up today to witness to the younger generation. Now just stop and consider what Mordecai has said to Esther. Esther 4 and verse 14. Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Esther was the one to do great service for the Lord. And dear brethren, we are the people. And in view of the young people of this nation, who will tell them? It's our responsibility. And churches up and down the land have a great responsibility to show forth Christ to the younger generation. Let us pray about this, but let's further do what we can to reach young people. They need to hear. For we read, by taking heed thereto, according to thy word, so many have not a Bible, so many have not it explained to them. We have a great concern for our own. We have a great concern for others. Oh, that many more would have a Bible, and would be found reading it. Reading is encouraged in our schools. Let us encourage children to read. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Oh, to see thousands more children opening the Bible and reading from it. Oh, for the generation to come back. Now note these words here. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. The Hebrew word is shoma, which we have here translated as taking heed. It means to hedge, to guard, to protect, to mark, to take heed, to observe. Here's a young man. He's looking at the Bible. Now just pause again. You see the great concern we have that the children of this nation have a Bible. That they then might be found observing what is written therein. Take heed, observe, consider the word. Not only pay attention to the words you're reading, but consider what is the Lord saying. By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. You know, we can read the word of God and we haven't stopped to consider what's God saying to me. You know, we need to think more often, we need to pray more often. And it's good, isn't it, before we come to the word of God. Young ones, before you come to the word of God, pray, Lord, what are thou going to say to me today? It's God's word, it's the living book. Lord, speak to me. That I might observe, that I might see, and that I might do. By taking heed, by observing, marking. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Well, let's open this up as we close tonight. Let me say this firstly. One needs to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus They need their sins washed away. They need to be forgiven. They need a new life. So then the first thing we consider here, they need to take heed to the gospel which is declared in this book. That's the first thing, isn't it? They need to take heed to the gospel. And so in verse 9, we're led to consider the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. This book presents Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul knew that. And so he wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Which are able to make thee wise. I remember the sermon at the inaugural meeting of the TBS Wessex Auxiliary a number of years ago. It was from this. We have a great concern to distribute the word of God. But what's our great concern in this? That men and women, boys and girls would be made wise unto salvation. Consider then here firstly tonight. If one takes heed, they will believe the gospel. You young ones here tonight who profess faith, you've already taken heed in this respect. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. They firstly believe the gospel. And they know that cleansing. Now we read in 1 John 1 verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. See there the gospel. And a young person is brought to consider the gospel, and through the Spirit they're led to Christ. They consider Calvary. And think of those words in Isaiah 1 verse 18. Here's a word for old people, but also for young people. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, reason together, young people of the nation. Consider Christ, consider Calvary, and that there is cleansing for the pollution of your sin through him. Come now and let us reason together. Let thousands of young people and children take heed to the word of God, to the gospel. Oh, that they would know cleansing. This is the first fault, isn't it? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word? They believe the gospel. They believe in Jesus. And the moment they believe, their sins are forgiven. Consider Christ and the gospel here in the 119th Psalm. By taking heed. Oh, dear brethren, let's seek to do what we can to make known Christ to the children of this area, to the children of this country. That all that they would know that cleansing, that they would know the joy of sins forgiven, or that they would hear the Lord's voice calling them, come unto me, O ye that labour and are heavy laden, they're burdened with sins. There's the guilt of their sin. Their sins are piled up against them, charged against them. There's the pollution. Come, says Christ. And all that they would know that cleansing. One of old wrote, I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee, for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. And all that many young people would be led to the foot of the cross. Let's make that a specific prayer tonight. That many young people would be led to the cross in these days. Oh, that young people would listen. Oh, for hearts to be open. Oh, for the voice of Christ and the gospel to be heard in this area. That young people and children suddenly find themselves getting down on their knees and weeping over their sins and crying out for mercy. May the Holy Spirit in that way convict many a young person of their sin and then lead them to Christ and to Calvary. I remember one particular April time. I was upstairs and I just heard the gospel. And I was led to consider Calvary. And I can remember at this very moment, I began to cry. And the Lord saved me. I felt my need of Jesus. I was led to consider Calvary. Or that young people would start crying in the streets. That young people would start crying in the schools. That they would get down on their knees and plead with the psalmist in Psalm 51 verse 7. Wash me and I shall be whiter than the snow. Now we, dear brethren, we utter those words as believers when we feel we've sinned against the Lord and we're seeking fatherly forgiveness. Wash me and I shall be whiter than the snow. Oh, for young ones and children to say it in that initial way to the Lord. Wash me, Lord. I'm guilty. Make me whiter than the snow. Get hold of me and take me near thy heart. May I be one of those lambs in thine arms. Wash me, Lord. Dear brethren, keep thinking of this wonderful gospel. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And in view of that, we ought to every day give him the glory. In Revelation 1 verse 5 we read, and from Jesus Christ is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. What love towards us. He washed us unto him. Oh, that young people would first be led, as we consider here in verse 9, to Calvary. And that they would be found rejoicing in what Christ has done. That they would give him the glory. Oh, that many young people who have taken God's name in vain suddenly would find a new song in their mouth. Even praise unto the Lord. And they would rejoice in Jesus. Oh, that many would cry out, Lord Jesus, save my soul. That many would take heed to the word. Well, that's the first thing. But then we particularly consider here, a young man is to walk in the pathway of holiness. A young man is to walk in the pathway of holiness. He needs first to believe the gospel. He needs to be a new creature in Christ. He needs his sins forgiven. And then he's to seek to walk in a pathway of holiness. Now he's not perfect. He will stumble. So he needs to keep taking heed to the word. So that he might be perfecting holiness. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Just listen to these words. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Here's a believer then. They're to do that work of cleansing. They're to be perfecting holiness. Bringing it to an end. Not being half-hearted. I remember in the summer holidays years ago, my parents, they used to like to have a rest. But we children, we just wanted to go outside and play on our holidays. Can't we go out now? Can't we get out the car? Just wait a moment. And it was said with a half-heartedness at times. Perfecting. No half-heartedness. Serious. About holiness. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Considering him who is the searcher of the heart. Considering him who is infinitely holy. I want to bring this to an end, as it were. I want to be perfecting. Going the way of holiness. I'll never be perfect here below. But my aim is to be perfecting holiness in the sight of God. Being serious about it. And we think of those words, the fear of God. Does it not show the Apostle Paul wants the hearers, wants believers to be serious about perfecting holiness. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. There's the pathway of holiness. Perfecting holiness. So challenged I am by those words, perfecting its activity. The older we get, we should be more holy. But it's not always the case. We backslide at times. But all to be perfecting holiness, so concerned about it. It's not legalism here, is it? It's seeking to do what God wants us to do. Young ones here tonight, you're to be perfecting holiness. Your concern is holiness. We're not saved because of our holiness, but our concern is to be holiness. And therefore one needs to turn from sin and reform. There needs to be the mortifying of the deeds of the flesh. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word? Taking it, guarding it, really observing it. Being really serious about holiness. We fail, we sin. But oh, when we feel convicted, and the Lord brings us, he does that shepherding, he brings us back, then there's a seriousness. I turned my feet unto thy testimonies, I will take heed to thy word. A young person, and of all of us, dear brethren, need to take heed to these words. Now, if we seriously think of this, one will consider their hearts within. Just note these words here. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Here's the young man. He's brought to a point, yes, I've got to do something. I feel the pollution within. We're thinking now of actual sin. I must do something. And we need to consider our hearts within. We need to recognise there's indwelling sin. And we need to recognise there's a battle. We also need to recognise there's a new life within. We have a new heart. And we, as we read in Proverbs 4 verse 23, are to keep the heart with all diligence. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep, guard, observe, be serious. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Do not allow temptation to take over. Thomas Manton, the Puritan, quoting on this verse, writes, "It implieth a care and watchfulness over our hearts and ways, that our will and actions be conformed to the word." One's not to be careless in this. One needs to be careful and to examine themselves. How important that is. You may go to the doctor for an examination. And what does the doctor do? Well, the doctor asks you questions. And then there's a check. And sometimes you have a check all over. Dear brethren, we have a responsibility to do a check all over. Now in Psalm 139, we humbly ask God to search us. But we are to do this check all over as well. We're to be mindful. We're to be considering, what am I doing? We need to consider our ways. Is this pleasing to the Lord? Does it glorify him? And then further, in taking heed, one needs to be reading and prayerfully meditating upon the word to consider, this is what I'm to be doing. I've done wrong. This is what I'm to do now. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Taking heed, I've done wrong. This is what I'm to do. The Lord has shown me. I will meditate on the word. Psalm 1 verse 2, but his delight is in the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He reads, but then he stops. Then perhaps through the day he thinks again on what he read in the morning. He meditates. This is what the Lord is saying to me. This is what I must do. I'm to be cleansing myself as I see in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. And therefore I must consider this is the way the Lord would have me go. And we're to be asking the Lord to speak to us. We're to be ready to hear. Before this Lord's Day, make this prayer with Samuel. Speak, for thy servant heareth. Keep saying it to the Lord. Speak, Lord, to me. There's areas in my life which needs reform. Speak to me, Lord. Help me to cleanse myself. Help me to take heed to the word. Speak, Lord. Help me, Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Show me. Waiting upon him, waiting for him to speak. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me. Lead me. Teach me. Keep teaching me, Lord, that I might take heed to thy word. And I am waiting upon thee. I am hungry. You know, when I was young, I used to get very hungry. Still do sometimes. Oh, that there would be so many young people so hungry. Young ones here tonight, have a large appetite. Have a large appetite. Be so hungry for the word. Lord, speak to me. Young people here tonight, keep going to the Lord, asking for help. Well, in closing, dear brethren, let us pray that many young people and children would be led unto Jesus. That there would be a rising generation who fear the Lord. Some do. But oh, for many, what a generation it is, mine own generation. How few of my age go to church today. Oh, that the Lord would change the next generation. So ungodly is my own generation. Oh, that the next generation would shine in godliness. That many would listen to the Lord and fear him. Psalm 34 verse 11, come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children. Dear brethren, we are all the children of God. Come ye children, hearken unto me. But then a particular word to young people and to children. Come ye children. The Lord is calling every child in this nation. Let the Lord use us as instruments. Perhaps it's us, like Esther, who have been raised for such a time as this. Children need to hear of Jesus. Or the children would have a Bible. And that they would be taking heed. That many children would cry out for Jesus. Save me, Lord. And that many children would so want to so live a holy life for the Lord. That their ungodly parents say, what's happened to them? I must ask them what has changed in their lives. Wherefore shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Do you understand tonight what's happened in our nation? And where will we go if children aren't reached with the gospel? Dear young ones here tonight, keep looking to the Lord. And it may be the Lord will use you to reach your own generation up and down this land. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Here's a word for young people. Those of you who are older, I hope you've been listening. Because it's the same advice to us, isn't it? As it is to young people. Young ones here tonight, it doesn't change. We who are older need to learn this. May the Lord help us for his name's sake. Amen.